On the Claire's He Matt and Kimber catch-up, Guy Sebastian rocks it out with me on Matt's Hits from Your Hood, Craig McLaughlin is coming to town for the Rocky Horror Picture Show, and Blake from The Bachelorette admitted, well, yeah, he is a bit of a douche.
Claire's He Matt and Kimber know what's cool. A house that's fitted with a Panasonic energy-efficient premium inverter from Ford and Doonan Air Conditioning.
Claire's He Matt and Kimber on your computer. Gosh, how high-tech. Enjoy this podcast. Everything Perth.
Guys, it's astounding. Rocky Horror Picture Show is coming back to Perth again in 2018.
Incredible.
And the man, the Gold Logie winner and so much more, and an amazing career of more than 30 years, Frankenfurter, is heading back to Perth as well. Craig McLaughlin. G'day, mate.
Claire, Matt, Kimbo.
Craig.
Hey, just very quickly, while I was waiting to come on air with you guys, I heard a reference to nude modelling. Did I hear that right?
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, I'm up for it if you are.
Well, the thing is, I'm in the middle of a this sounds very wanky, if I can use the word wanky on the wireless in the morning.
You can now.
You're right, you've done it twice, that's fine.
I'm in the middle of a photo shoot while I chat to you, and I am currently naked except for a jumbo guitar.
Oh, and it needed to be jumbo, buddy, from what I hear.
Know what I mean? No point holding the ukulele.
You're the naked cowboy from Times Square, as we love him.
We can kind of tell that you're naked. You have a freedom about you. We like it. Mm. Now, Craig, I saw you in this role a couple of years ago and you were sensational. And, I mean, it's pretty hard for any performer, I think, to knock back an opportunity to be in Rocky Horror Picture Show. But for you, I mean, are you locked in immediately as soon as they say we're doing it?
They didn't even get to finish the question. See, you've met my faithful houndy man. You know, the truth is, too, guys, we had such a great time in Perth a couple of years ago. Mm. And the truth is, we could have finished the tour after Perth. We zipped across to Melbourne. We could have turned around and come straight back if the theatre had been available. So really, this is just a lovely return season, just based on the party-loving people of Perth, to be honest.
And, mate, the phenomena that is this show, since 1973 we've had it in our lives, and certainly for those of us that were, you know, grew up in that era, it means a lot to us. When you're at the shows, are we seeing millennials? Are they getting into it as well?
Look, it's amazing. It's a little bit... Certainly on the initial tour a couple of years ago, bear in mind, guys, I first slipped the fishnets on, professionally speaking, 25 or 26 years ago.
Really?
To revisit Frank and see the audience clearly. Mums and dads, and in some cases these days, nans and pops with their kids and their kids' kids. But I'll tell you a very quick story. These are curious times we live in, no doubt. And Kimber, you'll remember there's a moment in the show where Frankenfurter is proudly showing off his creation, Rocky.
Yes.
And there's a song where Frank sort of sits down on a bar stool like a cabaret, you know, a Berlin cabaret singer, and says, "A weakling weighing 98 pounds gets sand in his face when kicked to the ground." And he's using an old hand mic. Soon in the gym, with a determined chin, the sweat from his paws as he works for his cause. Now, of course, there's all sorts of gags to be had with this hand mic.
Yeah.
In the middle of the song, I look down on the front row of the Comedy Theatre Melbourne, and there's a kid. I was guessing in my mind, 5 years old.
Yes.
And I've just pulled all these salacious moves with this old Shaw 57 mic, and I stopped the show. I stayed in character, and I moved to the front of the stage, and I said, "Hello, darling, don't be afraid. Do you mind telling Uncle Frank how old you are?" And the mother shot across into his ear, and I said, "Don't listen to Mummy, because she'll get you to lie. You can tell Uncle Frank how old are you," and the kid goes, "Five." And I said, "Oh, five, is that right? Well, just so you know, this funny, funny song Uncle Frank singing a moment ago, that was Uncle Frank pretending to eat an ice cream."
Get yourself off the hook.
Yeah, yeah. A cornetto, a very special cornetto, wasn't it, Mummy, with extra nuts? Anyway. and so, to answer your question about the demographic that comes along these days, yes, it's multi-generational, but on occasion, I've got to tell you, it's a little scary.
It certainly is. Hey, mate, we're really looking. We wish we could talk all morning, but we will catch up again soon, and we'll catch you when you're in town for Rocky Horror Picture Show with tickets through ticketmaster.com.au for February 17 to March 4. All the best, Craig. Good to catch up.
Thanks, guys. See you soon.
Thanks, buddy.
Take care.
Clarzy, Matt and Kimber, weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5.
There's no footy finals on anymore, no footy. So you've got to have some kind of finals. So we're sort of at the dangerous end of the Bachelorette, aren't we, on TV?
The pointy end.
It can be dangerous if you get evicted. Blake said, what's happened to him on the show?
I came into this going, I just need to feel protected and safe. I need your backing, like I really do. And those guys in there, I know they've got my back.
I've told you I've had your back.
I know, but you can tell it, but you got to show it. That's the difference.
Welcome home, Blake. How are you, mate?
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Yeah, good.
Good, mate. Great to have you in, and congratulations for getting so far, in the show. So now that you're off and you can sort of speak semi-freely about it, how do you feel? How do you feel you've been represented on the show?
Oh, mate, I would say 50-50.
Okay.
I mean, you see me sort of like say it how it is. That is me to a T.
Right.
Yeah. But, you know, some of the other things, you know, have been cut, put into a...
Sure.
You know, you've got to make a TV show somehow.
Yes.
So, yeah. But overall, a great experience.
Yeah.
Now, I got to say, you're a confident dude. And I would think it's fair to say you rely a bit on your looks. If you were ugly rather than handsome, as you've described yourself, do you think you would have developed a different personality?
I think I'll have to go back to the drawing board on that one. But I mean, a lot of people talk about my confidence as being like egotistical, and it's not really. I mean, I grew up in a weird childhood, you know, going in high school and stuff like that, not being the popular kid, and then kind of just, you know, started to understand who I am and was happy with myself. And some people love it, some people hate it. So.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know about the very opening night. I mean, the word they use in reality TV is the journey. But the very first night, does that take forever for them to film? And how nervous are you as you get out of the limo?
Yeah, mate, that's that whole day was very long.
Yep.
I think we finished filming at like 3 or 4 a.m. And then, but yeah, like I was the last one to get out there.
Right.
Yeah. And yeah, sitting in the limo, sitting like in the waiting thing. Yeah. It was very nerve wracking. I was like, yeah, this is going to be cool. And then as I turned that corner and saw Sophie, I was just like, whoa, this is actually happening.
Yep.
And, it was very surreal and, nerve wracking.
And as you say, of course we understand that it's reality television and that things are edited in a certain way to create a narrative and a story, but regardless of what happens, and of course we don't want you to give anything away, but of the other men that were in there that you met, who do you think, apart from yourself, would be the best match for Sophie? Who was your favourite bloke?
Mate, I think threw a spanner in the works when Lukey got kicked off. Lukey was like one, like boys, and we all thought, yeah, 100% top four. And then he got kicked off and we're like, whoa. And then when Jimmy that night, then Jimmy left,
yep,
and I got the first rose, and I sort of saw everything unfold, and I saw Jared get the rose, and I was like, oh, I think Australia's not going to be happy about Jimmy going. And
no.
None of us, that was a real emotional night for, like, you know, especially Apollo, because they were so tight.
Yeah.
But all in all, everyone was really genuine, and everyone was actually there and actually kind of, you know, cared about Sophie, and that was the most important thing, which was cool to be a part of.
Well, you've been criticised for talking about using tactics on the show to try and make Sophie fall in love with you. Were you playing the game?
I mean, the whole tactic conversation was, I mean, I'm not someone who opens up real easily until I start trusting a girl. And it wasn't until that onesie night where me and Sophie actually had some quality time together and I opened up. It was a real emotional night. And then from there, we had a cocktail event and she was like, look, we want to see this. Like, us girls really like that. And that kind of made me feel safe. So when I said tactic, it was more like, oh, okay, it's okay for me to open up now. Instead of being, you know, a man.
Oh, so many relationships have been saved by a onesie night.
Oh, mate, haven't they all? Many have blossomed, mate.
Blake, be honest, mate. When Osher sounds like this.
James, you didn't receive a rose. Please take this time now to say goodbye.
Be really honest with us. Are you trying not to laugh? Because he does get very, very serious.
I'm trying not to laugh.
I'm like just concentrating on his hair. I'm like, is your hair talking?
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, yeah. He does sound a bit like The Undertaker, doesn't he?
Well, have you found love out of the mansion?
No, I've just not found love yet.
Okay. But Sophie taught you a lesson or two? Maybe learnt something?
Yeah, look, I'm like contradiction on or colourful on the show. So one, don't be a douche.
Good one.
Two, yeah, be open with your feelings. And but overall, it was a really good experience. And I'm still happy that me and Sophie have are still mates. And I messaged her the other day. I was like, sorry for being a dick on my exit. She replied back, that's okay. You're funny on the show. So yeah. Overall, yeah, it's just been really good.
Good.
Beautiful, mate. All the best in the future in this douche dick-free zone right here.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
The Bachelorette.
The following is an official announcement from the Australian government.
Over the past few years, thought crime has reached record levels. Subversion is rife. Our enemies are everywhere.
Trust no one.
Luckily, there is an answer.
Peter Dutton.
No, not Peter Dutton.
Thank God.
Introducing a new series on Podcast One that interrogates the real threats to Australia, like John Safran, Rob Sitch, and children's author Andy Griffiths.
Oh, good, I love those Treehouse books.
Who will survive? Who will fail? Introducing Extreme Vetting with The Chaser.
The Chaser.
The only show with the power of life and death over its guests.
Listen at podcast1.com.au or via the Podcast One app.
Coburn, Cannington, Melfin, Girraween, Joondalup, East Vic Park, the places between. Home is where the heart is and that's all good. Let me tell you all about it, Matt. Tits from your hood.
Victoria Park, Vic Park, Vicky Park, however you want to say it. It's a great part of Perth.
Mm.
And, of course, that was my song for Matt's Hits from Your Hood. And I had an absolute rare treat when it was organised for Guy Sebastian to come in and help me with my song.
The Guy Sebastian.
The Guy Sebastian. I obviously knew who Guy was and I thought he was a very talented young man, but hadn't really sort of thought much about him. What an absolute delight.
He's a treat.
Sweetheart.
He is a fantastic young man and brilliant at what he does.
Seems so long ago that he was on Idol, yeah, Australian Idol,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah.
And even though he's a Crows supporter, we actually quite like him.
He's all right. He's all right. Well, he brought his A game. You ready to do this?
Let's do Vic Park.
Vic Park.
What a treat with Guy Sebastian, special guest. Let's go, Matt's Hits from Your Hood. Sounds familiar.
We have to do, like, really cheesy two-steps.
This is so cool, man.
We won't go dissing Vic Park. We couldn't if we tried. How will we tell them how good Vic Park is?
That's why I got you in, Guy.
Oh, okay.
So what's the way to Vic Park?
From Perth, just start heading south.
Choose not to believe us.
Hear it from John Hughes's mouth.
I'm John Hughes, just over the causeway in Victoria Park.
Ooh, head down Alberley Highway. It's so close to town.
If you're lost, you'll be found.
Ooh, tell me, is there a dome there?
Yes, there's a dome there.
We knew right from the start
we'd be loving.
What will we do in Vic Park?
I'll soothe your old battle scars.
So get yourself to Vic Park.
Oh, what's this bit?
Nobody told us.
Nobody needed to show us.
Sipping a beer at the Broken Hill, yeah.
I'll book the Uber.
Great idea.
Ooh, ooh, feeling free like a child.
Or an Australian Idol.
What more can we tell?
The Balmoral Hotel.
Get up and get out.
It's got a weird roundabout.
Oh, oh, we both love Vic Park. Ooh, so don't be dissing Vic Park.
I won't be dissing Vic Park. You'll be loving it.
Ooh, I can't.
entry for Eurovision next year.
How good's that, Captain?
Fantastic.
The talents of Guy Sebastian joining our own Matt Dukinski there with Matt's Hits from Your Hood, Vic Park.
How's that voice?
Oh, that voice is incredible. Just soars, doesn't it?
Both voices are pretty good.
Guy did okay as well.
Yeah, the guy's all right.
I can't thank him enough. And there you go, Vic Park. That's a treat.
Actually, did you get nervous singing with Guy Sebastian?
Yeah, totally.
That was very cool.
I had to redo my bits.
I like the Battle Scars bit too.
Thank you.
His song with Lupe Fiasco. Well done. Matt's Hits from Your Hood on Mix 94.5. It's 28 after 8. You can go online to check out that one right now.
The video's up there. Yes.
Just a video of you and Guy, so we know it's the real dude.
Yeah, we didn't have to do much. We just turned the cameras on and sang. So
Mix.com.au. Must see it. It's there now.
Claire's, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays for breakfast on Mix 94.5.
Now. The moment you've been waiting all morning for. It's Captain Paul's joke of the day on Mix 94.5.
Yeah, I got in trouble yesterday. The boss said to me, look, how come whenever something goes wrong, you always blame others?
Yeah.
And I said, oh, you must be thinking of Clezy, Matt and Kimber. They're always doing that.
And so true as well.
Well, there's another Clezy, Matt and Kimber podcast. Done and dusted. Don't forget you can catch them on your good old FM radio too. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Perth's Mix 94.5.
Clezy, Matt and Kimber are only a click of a button away. Just like keeping your whole house cool in summer with Panasonic and Ford and Doonan air conditioning.